Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, kid. I'm putting together a crew.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Carbonite Crew podcast. Today, Shane is back.
Hey guys, how are you?
How you doing, Shane?
Oh, not too bad. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming back.
Anytime.
So today is not going to be too crazy of an episode. We're just going to kind of go over some of the recent news that's come out in the past few weeks. We've gotten some pretty substantial stuff, so we're just going to kind of go over that, give you guys an update on what's going on, and give you our thoughts and everything, and just kind of have a little chat about our opinions on it. So what do you think of Celebration news that came out? Like, got the Clone Wars trailer, we got the 9 trailer, we've got the video game trailer. What did you think of the 9 trailer, I guess?
Well, first of all, I'm still mad that you got to see it. I will always be jealous and mad and
it was
whatever.
Fantastic.
Yeah, whatever.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Did it hype you up? Because it hyped me up like a lot.
I think it did. I like that it didn't show much, but it still hyped me up though.
It gave me just enough.
Yeah, it did. And so you can kind of know what direction they're going in now. That a little bit, but so that helped. But I'm excited for it.
I said this before, I think on one of the last few episodes, but I'd be totally okay if that was the only like teaser or trailer at all that we've got.
Oh no, yeah, I'm definitely good on that too. Yeah.
And I know we're gonna get a lot more. Just merchandise wise, so they can put out all their toys and merch. But I'm super excited for it. That Palpatine laugh at the end.
Yeah, that helps. That helps.
It's gonna be so good. Do you see the video game trailer at all? Or
yes, but I don't really remember
it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I love him. Best Joker ever, but whatever. Debatable, but yeah.
I'm not disagreeing.
It makes me really excited for the game, actually.
Yeah, and his character will be canon, so he could play a role in the future in movies, since it's actually his face and stuff.
Yeah, and you have a really good actor already for it, so easily, yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
I love it.
He'd be great if he went as a Turn of the Dark Side or something.
We'll have to see.
Yes,
you never know with the games.
So I'm guessing you're excited for The Mandalorian coming out?
Yes.
This November on the Disney Plus.
Yes, I am so excited for that.
It's going to be so good. Like, yeah. I know we don't have a lot of info.
I like that we don't have a lot of info. Like, I'm so excited, but I know nothing about it except for that one picture.
And it's going to be... I know they showed some stuff at Celebration that I didn't even... I saw a little behind-the-scenes stuff off YouTube, but it looks so good.
Yeah, and I'm excited for the actor. I can't think of his name right now.
Pedro Pascal?
Yes.
Because he was in Game of Thrones,
I love him in Game of Thrones. Prince Oberyn in Game of Thrones, one of my favorite characters in that show.
Is he still on Game of Thrones?
No, he died a long time ago.
Oh, just like everybody else?
Pretty much everybody else, so yeah. But no, I think he's a good actor, so I'm excited for that too.
Yeah, and Gina Carano's in it. She was from Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Carl Weathers. He plays Apollo Creed and Jubbs from Gabby Gilmore.
Oh, him, yeah. I'm horrible with actors' names.
someone else was in it. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's going to be good.
I'm so excited.
I'd be surprised if it's not good.
I am definitely getting Disney Plus as soon as I can.
Such a good price. $7 a month or 70 for a year?
Yeah.
It's
for
a steal.
All that you get, not even just the Star Wars stuff. Everything you get. The original Marvel shows, every single Disney movie that they've had.
I feel like
exactly.
Or even just the old content alone is worth it.
Yeah,
I mean,
and you get both.
And I know the price will shoot up eventually. You know, as they go on, but God, even 20 a month, like.
Yeah, I would probably pay.
I don't want to.
I would probably
month,
pay at least double. I probably shouldn't say this because it's going to get back to them. But I would probably pay double than what it is right now, even for what we're getting.
20 a month is still a great deal.
Yeah.
Because what if you buy one movie? even a, just a DVD is
you
$10.
Get every single Disney movie that they've ever had.
Yep. The only stuff that's ever. Not going to be on right away are some of the Last Jedi and Solo, I believe. Because I'm assuming
still part of the Netflix.
I think
deal.
They'll still be Netflix
okay.
for a little while.
It makes sense.
But I think everything else. I mean, they've already announced Endgame for it in December. Gosh. That's already confirmed. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, you can't. You cannot beat it.
No, you really can't.
It's such a good deal.
You can't whatsoever.
So I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of The Mandalorian, it's been revealed that they've already ordered a second season. So if that's not telling of how the first season's probably going to go or how good it is, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I literally just found that out like 15 minutes ago. I had no idea that was even happening.
That's
makes
amazing.
It even more, yeah.
And we're going to have a, and we'll touch on this in a second, but we're going to have a break between Star Wars movies after December. But after, I mean, we'll have a second season of Mandalorian already confirmed. Maybe possibly another season of Resistance.
Well, we're getting Resistance, at least season two. So.
Getting that. So we could get season three, though. Could go on. I don't know what they're going to do with that. I'm sure we'll get all kinds of books. Because, I mean, after nine, you're talking about you're going to wrap up this whole like saga, a series of 40-plus years. But out of the story that it's telling, you're talking 70-plus years of story.
Yeah,
now you can cover any part of that after nine
there's
that you want.
So much content that they can do, even just that or even before or after.
Exactly. Like in that you can.
It's just so much.
Now that the story is going to be wrapped up, you can tell any story from that whole time
yeah.
period that you want. Whether you go back to before one or in between 8 and 9 or 7 and 8, like whatever you want to do, you can do it. And I'm just, it's super exciting. Just the books that we've gotten in the last few months is awesome. And they've just announced a bunch of books coming out before episode 9, and those look like they're going to be amazing. And there's just so much content that we're going to be able to consume in that break, which will be 3 years, that I don't think it's going to feel like three years.
Are you going to read them, the books?
I'm going to try.
Prequel books?
The ones coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking, okay, let's touch on that then. So Lucasfilm announced their whole journey to the Rise of Skywalker series of books that are coming out in the before episode 9 actually comes out. And, you know, they have their typical kids books and all that, but they have some big ones. One coming out is called Resistance Reborn. And the description of that is Poe Dameron, General Leia Organa, Rey Finn must struggle to rebuild the Resistance after the defeat at the hands of the First Order from The Last Jedi. So this book we're going to get, it sounds like, them building up the Resistance before we get to 9. And we're going to find out who they call upon, how they get there. So I'm assuming by the time we get to 9, we're going to have this Rebellion Resistance
already,
built
already
up again.
Going.
And I assume they would touch on it for a minute in the movie for people that didn't read the book. But that's going to be interesting. And the cover itself is kind of cool. It's got... It kind of looks like Poe's going to be the main character.
Yeah, he's definitely the biggest on it.
You got like Leia and Finn and Rey. You got the Falcon and a couple X-Wings. It looks really, really cool. It's by Rebecca Roanhorse. I've not heard of her. So I don't know. This may be her first Star Wars book. But that comes out November 12th. So we'll have about a month of that book before.
Oh.
So we'll have to get right on that one.
That's not a lot of time.
No, I'm assuming
especially
it won't be.
Especially if you're a slow reader like I am.
Audiobooks,
but I'm actually probably gonna wait till after the movie comes out before I read any of these, though.
Really?
I'm one of those that I get that it's part of the series, but I want to
experience the movie.
I'm the movie first, and then the prequel books.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of weird like that, but
that's kind of how I am. I think with this one, I'm gonna kind of switch it around though, because maybe there's gonna be stuff in the movie that are referenced.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
That I kind of get excited about now. So, I don't know. We'll see how it gets there. Like, I'll probably do the audiobook just because I can finish it a lot quicker.
Yeah, I mean, I used to didn't even read any of the tie-in stuff until the Ahsoka book came out. But other than that...
Yeah, I...
But I need to get more into it, though.
Yeah, I've started getting more into the books lately, and they're phenomenal. I can't speak highly enough for them.
It's easier when you can listen to them than
it's
reading.
It's so much easier.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I like the aspect of, like, being able to read it, but I can just zip through it when I'm listening to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm a horrible reader. I used to be a huge reader, but now I'm horrible. I'm so slow reading now. So whenever getting to listen,
yeah,
Then I would literally turn it on and listen and then play Fun Run on my phone.
Oh
my
there gosh. You go.
Did that for like hours at a time and it worked out.
It's nice because like I feel like I'm always so busy as it is. Like I don't have time to sit down and read like without feeling like I'm like need something else to do. So being able to listen to it while I'm like at the gym or, you know, at working, it's so nice. I can just makes the time go by faster.
Yeah.
It's just so much better.
Yeah.
The other book that we have coming out is this one looks super, super interesting. It's called Force Collector by Kevin Schnick. This one will come out November 19th, so a week later. This one looks good. So the description of the book, it's set just before The Force Awakens. And it's a restless teenager sets out to discover what connection his mysterious Force powers have to the fabled Jedi and what the Force has in store for him.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
And the, yeah, and the cover art's really cool. It's it kind of looks like a traveler, someone that's just going from place to place. He's got a backpack on, a stormtrooper helmet. Looks like he's got a lightsaber right there.
Yeah, that'd be could a lightsaber. Possibly a lightsaber.
And it looks like he's got a Tusken Raider staff in his hand, I believe. So it all, I think it's set on Tatooine. So that's super. The artwork alone, I'm getting kind of. I think I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah,
more
it looks very
right
different. I think I could get into that.
Especially that lightsaber, the Tusken Raider. It looks like he's on Tatooine. Could we be maybe looking at a Luke's child, Luke's son?
Possibly, but I feel like if they did that, they wouldn't put it in some random book. But hey, you never know.
I hope it's not someone that show up in 9, because I think if that's the case, they should have released this book a year or two ago.
Yeah.
So we have time to at least marinate on that, not, you know, a month before the movie. But that, just the artwork alone. And well, I'll post covers of these book artworks on our Instagram and our Facebook page. But it is this looks super good. I'm excited for this
yeah.
one. I don't know what else to say. I'm excited. The next one. I'm not familiar with this next one. This next one is called Star Wars Allegiance. Oh, it is. It's a comic book. Well, it's by Marvel Comics. It's a little mini series. The description: on the run since the destruction of Starkiller Base, General Leia and the remaining handful of the Resistance have barely managed to survive, much less strike back against the superior forces of the First Order. Running low on options, Leia decides to reach out to her former allies, the Mon Calamari, whose shipyards
Ooh.
Once powered the Rebel Alliance. And
looks
like
I'm so excited for this now.
That one will be cool. So that's 4 issues being released on October 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. So that's a nice little one a week. That would be super nice.
Okay. I'll definitely get those.
Yeah, that looks cool.
I'm excited for those, even though I went back and already said that I wouldn't read them. I think I will read that
one. The Mon Calamari, because you're talking about, you might have a whole... That one, I kind of think it'll be a really quick and easy read, and it'll be a good knowledge to have if we get to 9 and there's this whole fleet of rebel ships. At least we'll know where they came from.
I love the Mon Calamari.
Yeah,
like
because their ships are cool.
Yeah,
it's gonna. I think that one will be cool.
I will always go back to the two episodes or two or three episodes of
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars mm-hmm. of that when they were there. I love those episodes. That story arc. So possibly getting more of that.
And
yeah.
Marvel, it's Marvel. So,
oh, Marvel. Well, it's obviously, it's, yeah.
I'm excited. And maybe it's because I'm starting to read more books, so that's why I'm so excited for these.
Yeah.
But these, I'm sure it has something to do also with that. This is episode 9, and it's going to be big, and it's going to be grand, I hope. So.
And comics are quick, easy reads, so it's,
yeah,
it helps.
Only
yeah.
4 issues, it looks like, unless they could order more. So yeah. We'll see what they do there. And then we got some, you know, some of the kids' books and stuff are getting released. There's a First Order villains and a Resistance.
We're
heroes.
Not
going to
talk about the kids' books.
We can.
No,
you
I'm
like
just,
to talk
I'm
about
just
the,
kidding.
We can. That one looks like a little Finn and Poe adventure. Got some BB-8. That looks fun. So this one looks interesting. This is another novel, another book. It's called Star Wars: Spark of the Resistance. And the cover is Rey with her staff, a big stormtrooper helmet in the background, and the Falcon flying by. That one looks super good. The description for this is when a distress plea goes up. Let me start that over. When a distress plea goes up from the isolated planet Minfar, Resistance heroes Rey, Poe, and Rose hear the call. Together, they will face down a First Order battalion terrifying flying creatures and a weapon that could change the course of the war. A weapon that could change the course of the war.
When does this take place?
I assume this would take place
after
between
after 8.
Have to, because Rose is in it.
Oh, that is true. So yeah, that's after 8.
So
okay.
This is in October. This comes out. I don't think this will be a huge novel. It says middle grade novels, the format. So it probably won't be a huge book like the first two we went over. But I think there's going to be at least that weapon just alone. I want to know about.
So definitely a lot happens between 8 and 9.
So gonna have to get a subscription to audio.
Yeah,
to
I know.
Audible. I already have one, but there's a Star Wars Adventures coming out. That's a kid's comic series. I'm sure that one will just be fun. Looks like there's an Ultimate Star Wars edition. What is this? Ultimate Star Wars, a new edition. Encyclopedia. Okay. So new encyclopedia is coming out, updated and all that. So that looks super fun. Sticker book. So that's right up Shane's alley.
I love stickers.
Who doesn't love stickers? A movie magic, ships and battles. Star
oh,
Wars
that'd be pretty
out.
Cool.
That looks actually kind of fun.
Dude, I gotta bring them sometime. I found my old Star Wars cross thing of ships and everything. It shows cross sections of all the ships and stuff. I got it as a kid. I found it. I unpacked it the other day. I have to bring them sometime. Sorry, I don't
that
know why I just
super cool.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but I love these. I love those books as a kid, and I apparently had them backed away. So I have to bring.
Cool.
I'll have to bring them next time.
Yeah, check those out.
Yeah.
There's a Star Wars pop-up guide coming up to the galaxy. That looks fun. Cover looks. That's a cool poster. I'm sure that will be a poster somewhere. See, it's got a. Well, I guess heroes and villains are kind of mixed up, but it's kind of got. It's got the whole. Series of
yeah, it's got them all since episode one too. I love that.
It's the Luke green lightsaber from Return of the Jedi in the middle, and it's separating Kylo's new mask with Vader.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool.
So that'll be fun. Just some kids' books, a little play set, a search and find book. There's all kinds of cool stuff. Okay, this is the one I want to sit here and want to talk about for a minute. So they released the cover art for The Art of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. So this is the book where you get your concept art for the movies and all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
Maybe they did use, didn't use. The cover alone is one of the coolest
pieces
of art.
Yeah, it's
I've
so
seen
cool.
For the new, for the sequel series. So the cover is it's so cool.
I don't even know how to
I
really
just
like
noticed something
say
too.
Oh.
I just noticed something too. So it's Rey. Standing on, it looks like maybe some cliffs, or she's standing on something, and she's looking down, like clashing her lightsaber down at the ground, and then it's a reflection in maybe water, because I'm seeing the hills like in the reflection, so it looks like maybe there's
water.
Okay,
yeah, that's definitely water. I couldn't figure that out, but yeah, that's definitely,
it
looks
water,
like some kind of water.
But the reflection she's clashing with is a Kylo Ren. So Kylo Ren's upside down, and they're clashing sabers. But he kind of looks like a reflection. But the thing that really stands out to me is it's red behind Rey and blue behind Kylo.
Oh.
You see the contrast there?
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know if this is maybe just... It could just be concept art they thought was cool. It's eye-appealing. Let's throw it on there. Is it something we're going to see in the movie?
It's teasing a double turn. Rey goes to the dark. Rey goes to the dark side. Kylo comes back to the
light.
They should
have done double turn in
yes,
8, man.
Double turn. I know
you
it.
You think so? You
no,
really think
I'm
so?
I'm just throwing
no,
that
okay,
out
no.
there. Honestly, it'd be really cool if it happens, but there's no way it's going to happen.
Should have happened already.
Yeah, it should have happened
in
already.
Last Jedi.
Either The Last Jedi or really early in this one, but I doubt it's going to happen.
See, yeah, this one actually doesn't get. This one releases 12/20, which is actually the day of it coming out, right? I believe.
Yeah, they shouldn't release that early.
Yeah, which makes
There's
sense.
There's no way they
it
should release
sense,
that early.
There could
early.
Be stuff in there that. So that one, I that comes out, yeah, 12/20. There's also a dictionary coming out the same day, but that's. Wow, that one is going to be. Just, I'm sure there's so much cool stuff in there.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. I love the blue, the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. I love the blue.
And oh,
the logo.
Wow, the logo.
I love that. I've seen it a couple times as we're scrolling through this. I love that. It's so different, but it doesn't feel not normal. I love it.
It's got that hope vibe.
Yeah, it does.
I liked how they've done different colors with these logos.
Yeah.
And I thought the red was awesome for The Last Jedi, and it made it very dark and ominous. And then this one's kind of got that hope feeling. And I told Jonathan and Daniel about that too. I love the color scheme on it.
Yeah.
It goes good on the black.
It really does.
It looks so good. Because it's not like, it's a perfect blue.
It is. It's
fantastic. I love it. I love it so much. So, yeah, those are the books and novels coming out on the Journey to the Rise of Skywalker series. And I gotta be honest with you, there is not one book in there I don't look forward to reading or listening to.
No.
Other than the kids' ones.
Yeah.
Other than that. But because those really don't have any, like, substance
Sometimes
to the movie.
Sometimes the kids' stuff are really...
Not that it's bad, but they don't really have a lot of oomph into the movie.
No,
so
that's true.
All right. I want to take this time right now to give a personal shout-out to our supporter and a friend, Fez. Thank you, Fez, so much for supporting the show and allowing us to help bring the content to you and to everybody else who listens. We thank you so much. Fez is actually our first ever patron. And if you are interested in becoming a patron as well, we just launched our Patreon page over on patreon.com. So if you head over to patreon.com/carbonitecrew, you can read about and see everything we have to offer. We have stuff for as little as a dollar a month, which, like Fez here, gets a personal shout-out every episode. And for $5 a month, you guys can get access to exclusive content and bonus episodes. So episodes that we aren't even going to release regularly. We may talk Star Wars. We may talk Marvel, DC, other nerdy stuff, just random stuff. We get together. We just have a good time. And that's exclusively available to you guys. We also have a bunch of other options, too. There's an option for stickers and buttons and some patches, even. Whether it be Carbonite Crew related or just Star Wars related, we want to give you guys some cool stuff as a thank you to help supporting the show. We have a t-shirt option, and we even have a Funko Pop option for you guys that are collectors like myself out there. So go over to patreon.com right now, /Carbonite Crew. Check it out, and thank you guys so much for listening, and may the Force be with you. So another thing that has come out in the past week or two is Galaxy's Edge is opening up here soon, in the next 2 weeks, I believe. And they released options to make reservations, and people that were staying at the resorts got first dibs on them. It's all closed now, but they're only doing 4-hour time increments, which I thought was really, really interesting for a big land. And it's just at first. I think it's definitely a crowd control thing.
Yeah.
Which is smart, totally smart. But I'm interested. What do you think of these 4-hour time
limits? I feel like they wouldn't limit it to 4 hours if you couldn't do it all in 4 hours. So they're not going to make you only be in there 4 hours and make you wait in the line for 3 hours. I think it's actually limiting it to where you're able to experience it all and have enough time to experience it all and soak it all in. Because, I mean, to me, I feel like 4 hours wouldn't be enough because I would want to look at every little single detail of it. Mm. But I get why they're doing it, and it actually makes sense. So.
I assume it's also, if you're going to do the 4-hour time limit, you're going to make it where there's only so many people
so
you can do it
in four hours. It's going to be limited, so say, I don't know.
And
how
I've
many
heard through some Disney sources that you should be able to experience it all in 4 hours. Because there's only, right now, as of my understanding, there's only 3 big attractions right now. The Millennium Falcon ride, there will be the First Order ride, and I believe there's one other
one. The Resistance ride, right?
Yeah, so like it's you're battling three, on the First Order Star Destroyer, or you're trying to escape the Star Destroyer. And I assume these wait lines will be probably 2 hours or less, so you can do at least 2 of the rides and have time to do other things. I've also heard that they are going to enforce it, and my guess is that, so say you're in line for the Millennium Falcon, your time runs up, you won't be able to get on if your badge, if your, you know, your magic band or your ticket is past the 4-hour time limit.
I'm thinking if you're in line, you're going to...
I don't know, though. Because, I mean, how many people are they letting in at a time? Because you got to imagine, you know, say my time ends at 6 and yours starts at 6. I mean, we're going to be in the park at the same time.
I bet you probably don't wait more than a half hour in line. Anywhere.
Really?
I feel like that if they're eliminating that, I feel like that's what it's going to be. I mean, I'm probably wrong, but
I say 2 hours. I think it'll be 2 hours or under. Maybe three. I would be surprised if it's three.
2 hours under.
Then you can only do like one thing if it's
a half
three.
Hour, but whatever. I said 2 hours and under, still a half hour, but whatever. Whatever.
Let's go an hour and a half, 2 hours is where I think it's going to be.
Okay. No, I'm thinking half hour, hour at the most. But then again, I bet the lines are worth it to wait that long. I bet there's stuff. You're not just going to stand in line.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, I believe today, I didn't really look into it today, but I think they released a virtual look at the queue for Disneyland.
Did they?
I believe so. Do we can actually look? Let's look it up.
Man, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I want to look. I don't know when I'm going to go, so might as well. Every time I think about this, the only thing I can think about is I think they finally have an answer to Universal's Harry Potter. I really do.
Well, that was the only reason this was happening is because of that.
Yeah. So every time I think about it, like when I say there's going to be stuff in the queue and the lines, you go to Harry Potter. I mean, I haven't been there since several years, so I haven't seen a lot of the new stuff. But you're inside Hogwarts. Even if you have to wait like 2 hours, that 2 hours is going to feel like nothing because there's so much to look at there.
Oh, yeah.
That I feel like this is what they're doing there. Yeah, I really thought nothing would ever compare to that ever. And, of course, Disney comes back, and here you go.
They're definitely giving them a run for their money. And you've not been on the Flight of Passage for Pandora, have you?
No, I haven't been down there. Wait, did you go to that?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you so much.
The Flight of Passage ride, honest to God, it was probably, it's the most... What's the word I'm looking
immersive?
For? Yes, immersive ride.
I've heard that.
And it is fantastic. And people at Disney, and I think, I want to say the developers, have come out and said that that ride is basically, was a prototype for what we're going to get in Star Wars Land. And if that's the case,
so crazy.
I can't imagine. Because you've been to Universal. You've been to Universal,
yeah,
and you know how interactive those rides are.
Yeah,
that's what Flight of Passage is. It's their answers finally to kind of the interactive, immersive to what you. Because I think Universal is much better at that than
yeah,
Disney
Universal
is.
Has been, but
if Disney's going this route, it's wow, it's amazing.
And I love how it's when you walk into Galaxy's Edge, you're not walking into something you've seen in the movies. You're walking into something that's completely original. So you're not looking at, hey, I saw this in the movies. This is what it feels like. No, you're in some place completely new to explore and find new things.
Yes. And
I love that idea about it. I love they didn't try to copy anything. They didn't go to Tatooine. They didn't go to Coruscant. They're in this whole new, I can't remember what the world's called.
Batuu.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I love that. It's so cool.
Okay, well, we can't seem to find the virtual queue, the queue, set up. So I don't know where I saw that earlier, what that was. So since we can't find that, we will move on to something else they actually just released, not even, I want to say a few hours ago, actually. And they released some images of the pictures and the drinks. And I only skimmed over this once, and I know this will be your first time.
There's blue milk, right? I've already heard that.
Yes, there's blue milk.
Okay, I've heard that.
And it looks like the cantina and stuff's opening at 8 a.m., which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Cocktails at 8 a.m. there's going to be... We got some pictures of some drinks here that look awesome.
That's so cool.
So just kind of what we're looking at right now, the Mustafarian Lava Roll, Rising Moons Overnight Oats. Those are some breakfast menus. They're going to have a quick service restaurant. They're going to offer, it says, a Bright Suns Morning Breakfast featuring three cheese egg rolls, pork sausage, bacon, potato hash. It's going to be served with a mini Mustafarian Lava Roll.
I love that they have breakfast, too. I love that.
Well, they're doing extra magic hours for this. So
are they?
If you're familiar, extra magic hours, the park usually opens and stays open an hour beforehand. And if you're on site, you get to go early. Well, with this, they're going to open this park from September to November. It's going to be opening starting at 6 a.m. to, I believe, maybe midnight.
Oh, my gosh, that's going to be so amazing.
I mean, so this capacity is going to be
amazing.
Insane. It's going to be crazy. And as much as I want to be there for the opening day, opening night.
There's no way.
I can't imagine.
Wait till maybe next, like, February. I bet that'll be a good time to
go. Yes, it will be a little better then. I can't imagine it because it's going to be so insane.
And I love, at least in Orlando, it's at a park that's honestly not very popular. Like, pretty much if you had to skip one, it was going to skip that. And now that's going to be the one to go to.
Oh, I know, because Ashley and I
it's
have gone
crazy.
A few times in the past few years. And both times we went, it wasn't crazy busy.
It's been a while since I've been, but I think that's literally the only park that I've never been to, ever.
Really?
Is that one? Yeah, I've never been there.
We always made a point to go just because it had a lot of the Star Wars stuff, even without the
lands. Yeah.
Like, but other than that, I mean, we got through a lot of that halfway through the day.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it was just either getting the lines of stuff we wanted to do again, or going to stuff we'd never been to, and because they used to have the Great Movie Ride, which was awesome.
Yeah.
We loved that. But, yeah, it's...
I mean, last time I went to Orlando, I'd even go to Magic Kingdom. Just Animal Kingdom was the only Disney...
We go to Magic Kingdom every
time. Animal Kingdom was the only Disney park I went to that time.
Okay.
So we did Animal Kingdom.
See, that's the one we skipped last time we went.
I love Animal Kingdom, but see, I also love animals.
You're more
but that was also before Pandora, too. So now when I go back... See, when I go back, I want to go to every single one of these parks, but then I also want to go to the Universal parks. I also still want to go to SeaWorld. Like, I couldn't go back anymore because there's, eight parks that I want to go to in Orlando. It's ridiculous.
I want to go to the water parks, but, like, every
time
I
didn't even think of those. That's not even counting.
Because if you go to, because every last few times we went, we've gone to every Disney park and the Universal.
Yeah.
And Universal's got two parks, but you can usually hit them in a day.
Yeah.
Like, as long as it's not crazy busy. You're talking that's 5 days right there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Even if you have a week, like, then there's two Disney water parks, two or three.
Yeah.
There's, like, two or three, like, I think there's two Universal ones.
Two Universal, and then they just built their water park that they call a third park. So, technically, there's three parks there.
Three parks there.
There's...
You have, six or seven at Disney.
Then you have SeaWorld plus their water park. Then you have all these, it's just, Orlando's
it's
crazy.
Insane. It is crazy.
Really, the only way to do it is if you live there. But
That's my plan.
Now I have two people. Okay, we need to get back on topic.
back to the food and the drinks. Disney released some pictures on their Instagram, and they don't really give a lot of descriptions coming. Actually, maybe they do. Maybe I just need to click some stuff here. Ooh, okay. So we have Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo. That's one of the restaurants. It's a multi-purpose transport shuttle docked on top of a little hangar that will beckon guests into Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo as a designated location for traveling food shuttles. Docked in the hangar is Tug's Grub, a traveling diner for diners traveling. It's a great description. I love that. It's run by Chef Strano Cookie Tugs. In high demand for his cooking skills, he moves from site to site in a modified Sienna Shal Utilipede transport. I'm not sure what that is. That can be transformed into a mobile kitchen and restaurant. Some of this food looks phenomenal. So some of the entrees, we have smoked kadu ribs, a yob shrimp noodle salad, a garden spread, Felucian garden spread. Braised shock roast, Ithorian garden loaf. Some of the desserts include a puff, which is a raspberry cream puff with passion fruit mousse.
Ooh,
and a
batuban,
which is a chocolate cake with white chocolate mousse and coffee custard. And I mean, if you look at some of these images, you can kind of go ahead and look through those. They look all fancy for being at a Disney park, but
those are with alcohol. Never mind.
What kind of alcohol we got on there?
I don't know. I found some really cool looking drinks, but it says without alcohol.
Oh, still, those gotta be fun.
Man. Oh, concoctions with alcohol.
Ooh, read those off. Read those off. What do we got?
Morning specialties. I love this place. Alcohol in the morning. It's my kind of place. And it's at Disney.
I guess if you're dealing with smugglers
that's
all night,
true.
You're gonna need a drink in the morning.
That's true. I also work in alcohol now, too. So,
that's
true. That's always. Asperian calf. Peru Alto Mayo Organic Joffrey's Coffee.
Okay. Yeah,
orange marmalade, rum, vanilla whipped cream, and citrus zest.
Oh, that sounds good.
Kind of scares me having Joffrey. King Joffrey, I don't trust him. And then the other one is the Bloody Rancor of vodka, chili liqueur, spicy Bloody Mary mix, and Rancor bone. So basically a Bloody
Rancor
Mary.
Rancor bone. Yeah, I'm not a Bloody. I'm not a Bloody Mary person.
No, I don't
so
either.
So I will not be trying that. Nah, maybe
vodka,
I will.
Vodka's gross.
Why not?
I don't know. Ugh. The other one sounds better. So afternoon and evening specialties.
Ooh.
A fuzzy Tauntaun.
Ooh, what's in that?
Peach vodka, peach schnapps, orange juice with tangerine, pure cane sugar, and buzz foam.
That sounds right up Ashley's alley.
There's a couple Z's in the buzz.
Ooh, that sounds right up Ashley's alley.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That will be interesting.
A Jedi mind trick.
Ooh, these names are killer. Love them.
Grapefruit and rose vodka. Falernum. Never blue Caraco. White grape juice, lime juice, grapefruit bitters.
Before you finish, is the end sentence of that, this is the drink you're looking for?
No, it does not.
Oh, way to mess that up. Oh, that should have been the description.
I wonder if that's like really strong, like it messes up your mind.
Ooh. Not, I can't imagine.
It doesn't sound, grapefruit and just vodka doesn't sound, I don't know. So the next one is, oh my gosh, there's so much. We're going through all these, though.
We don't have to go through everyone, but if you, I mean.
The Outer Rim, silver tequila, Kai liquor, lime juice, pure cane sugar, black salt, and exotic fruit puree. Okay, I'm getting that one. That
wow,
one
they're
sounds
really
good.
They're really, wow. I wonder how much these drinks are going to cost.
Oh, a lot.
Gosh.
Let me see if I can find a really good one. That's basically a margarita. Ooh, jet juice. I would
jet
not do
juice?
This one. Bourbon, chili liqueur, Acai liqueur, white grape juice, and lemon juice. Yeah. Oh, a yub nub.
Oh,
wait,
yay.
Isn't it nub? What? What's
yub,
it?
It's yub yub. Yub
yub
nub.
Yub yub nub.
Yub nub.
Pineapple rum, spiced rum, citrus juices, and passion fruit. Ooh, I like passion fruit.
I bet that would be good.
That one would be good.
A lot of drinks.
Okay, and there's.
You know, I've done a lot of the galaxies.
Oh gosh.
I've done one of the galaxies, like a Star Wars, like the private, like little Star Wars events. And they have usually themed at the Disney Hollywood Studios. And I never remember seeing any of those on there. I'm surprised they didn't try to some of those out to see like what was popular. And
okay, there's a bunch without alcohol. We won't do those. But
I will post. I'll post the link to the Disney blog.
But
there,
here's
the
beers and
it.
Cider and wine.
Is it so just normal stuff?
No.
It's themed?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
So the beer, there's a Gold Squadron Lager.
Okay. Does it say what it is?
No,
like what brand
these
it
don't
is?
These don't say what they are.
I wonder if they're just regular beers, though.
I hope they're originals. I mean, they're regular beers, but I hope they're originals just for this.
Like made for that?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
A White Wampa Ale.
Okay.
A Gamorrean Ale.
Okay.
A Bad Motivator IPA.
Ooh.
And there's a cider. It's called Spice Runner Hard Cider.
I like that.
And then there's two wines. There's a Tanqueray and Imperial Guard. Huh. So I'm sure one's white, one's red.
Huh. I like that. That'd be cool if they were local.
Now I just
want to
go for the alcohol.
God, I know. I just want to. There's a picture, too, of like these tacos, and they look delicious.
Like, I would not expect Disney and alcohol. I love it.
And there is going to be the famous blue milk, everybody.
I would have to get that.
There's going
to
be blue milk, green milk, and Bubo Wampa Family Farms novelty drink vessel. So I guess just a cup.
Yeah, probably.
A special cup. And there is, as announced at Star Wars Celebration, Galaxy's Edge will be partnering with Coca-Cola. So now Coca-Cola will technically be canon in Star Wars.
Yes.
Technically. That you can say it's not, which I wanted to say it's not, but I mean, you can't really argue it is going to be. All the bottles will be in Arbesh, and they're going to have special thermal grenade-shaped.
I mean, this is all technically canon, right? Galaxy's Edge? Isn't it technically all canon?
So it's on Black Spire Outpost.
Yeah.
That is where Galaxy's Edge is, on the planet of Batu. And they have a Black Spire book coming out.
Dude, what if they go there in 9? I would love that.
Well, they mentioned it in Solo. It's in Solo.
Oh, yeah, they did mention it in Solo.
And it is very possible that, yes, it could. They could go there in 9.
Yeah.
With the date of it opening this summer and the movie coming out. I mean, if it's in Solo already, there's no reason that it wouldn't be, you know, or can't be in episode 9. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for everything coming out with the books and you know, Galaxy's Edge, which I probably won't get to most likely beforehand.
No, I don't plan on it.
I like to just keep that door open in my mind, just in case.
You never know. We could win the lottery.
If we win the lottery, we're going.
Yeah, you're taking me or I'm taking you,
yes,
right?
Yes, I mean, okay. That's an agreed. They're right here. It's on,
and obviously,
right,
we probably should take Jonathan and Daniel, too.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take
just a guy's trip. We'll a guy's trip. Four guys.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm okay with that, but you have to run that by Ashley. It's Disney.
I don't want to go
can
there.
Draw prof at Magic Kingdom.
We can draw straws at USS Ashley.
There you go. So that it's gonna be. I'm so excited. Just this hype for episode 9.
I know.
I don't want to overhype myself because
you're
the way The Last Jedi went. Not that it was a horrible movie, but it was The Last Jedi.
It went a different way. I mean, we don't have to go that far.
It was different, and you know that's okay. I'm hoping it will, you know, age a little better with episode 9. But I'm excited. I can't, with the Palpatine laugh and everything, I'm excited. So I guess on that note, that's all I have for today.
We have one more thing. They announced something else this past week.
Am I missing something? What do they
announce? They announced three more movie dates.
Oh my gosh.
How did you forget
this? Yeah, you're right. It's because I've talked about it so much.
I know, that's true.
About it. So yes, they've announced, because we mentioned it at the top of the episode. So they announced three new movies being released. However, the only downside is we're going to have to wait 3 years. So after episode 9, there will be a 3-year break, and the next Star Wars movie will come out in December of 2022. And then there will be one every other year, every 2 years following. So 2024, 2026.
That's so long from now.
We don't know if it's going to be a trilogy. We don't know if it's two movies of one series and one movie of another. Will it be the Benioff and Weiss series, the Game of Thrones writers? Will it be the Rian Johnson trilogy, if that's still a thing going on?
I don't know. There's so much it could be.
I hope it's. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I hope it's them first. You know, we've gotten our Rian Johnson taste, whether that was his best work on Star Wars or not, we don't know, but give me something new.
Yeah.
Give me that, because I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I know how it looks visually.
You know,
I know
the quality of it. Yeah.
So give me that. If you're going to give me something similar to that, give me that. I want to feel it. I want to know. I want to see some new Star Wars like that.
I really think it's a trilogy. I don't know what.
You think so? Think all three?
I really think it's going to be a trilogy, and I want it to be a trilogy, and I want it to be like, I don't want to say original trilogy, but yeah, I want it something different, something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. So.
There's only one other thing I would want one of those movies to be in a sequel to Solo, but I doubt we're going to get that. Unfortunately,
maybe they can go the Disney Plus route with that stuff.
Oh, that's true.
They could. And that's the thing with this Disney Plus is Disney Plus isn't just going to be this thing that it's like, oh, it's around for a few years and it's done. So
no,
you
it's
can't do anything.
It's
you
here
can do
forever.
Anything forever. Like,
and
they've
already pulled in some big actors. I mean, not with Star Wars, but with the Marvel ones.
Yeah.
So you could pull in anybody for those Disney Plus stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's so you could do sequels to movies. You could do, I mean, direct to streaming movies.
Exactly. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
I was just thinking TV shows. So yeah,
and they don't have to be the highest quality. They're not going to be Star Wars production, but there's plenty of Netflix and Hulu movies that are really good movies that you don't.
And it's
think
it's
about
Disney. They throw their money anywhere.
I mean, you're talking Mandalorian episodes have Game of Thrones budgets like $10 million.
Yeah, I know,
so
that's crazy.
I mean, if a movie
that's
would have
crazy.
A very high budget. It still wouldn't be episode 9 budget, I'm sure, but it would still be a good budget.
Yeah.
And you don't need a huge budget if you're doing, underworld stuff or Solo stuff, because you don't necessarily need to go into space and show these big space
battles
with these movies. You can do more character-driven movies.
You could do it without a lot of visual effects.
Could do it with just maybe you do a mall one, for example. You don't have to go into space. You can just do a bunch of character-driven stories. And your lightsaber battles would be the probably most expensive visual effects.
And you don't necessarily need lightsaber battles, but I mean,
but
that would
do.
Be a plus. Okay, we don't have to go. Okay.
Well, as a kid, I always waited for the
lightsaber battle. Yeah, I know.
It is.
It really is. You see it everywhere. We haven't, I guess, Resistance.
Solo
that's the only
didn't
time
have
we
one.
Solo and Resistance so far are the only ones I haven't had.
Solo
something.
Had a lightsaber, but it didn't have a battle.
Yeah, that's true.
Maul had the lightsaber. You're right. I don't think Resistance had anything. Then.
No. Yeah, at least.
No wonder it was a crap. I'm just kidding. I actually like Resistance.
I love
a lot.
Resistance.
I really like it. So yeah, it'll be every other year starting in 2022, and it's going to trade off with Avatar.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, have you not?
Oh, I saw them, but
you probably didn't pay.
I saw them, but I didn't look at dates in it. Yeah, there's so much on it.
There's an Indiana Jones movie on there.
Oh, I completely missed that.
Yeah, there's a whole Indiana Jones movie on there.
Really, we don't need another one.
So we'll see how that goes. But it's trading off with Avatar, and the reason Star Wars is coming out, from what I've heard and what I understand, not saying I'm right, I'm just going by what I've heard. Is that James Cameron wants his movies first, or his Avatar first?
So
Avatar
21.
2 is coming out in 2020, or 2021.
21. Okay.
Because it's supposed to come out next year.
It was supposed to come out like 5 years ago, but whatever.
Forever ago. So they've announced up to Avatar 5.
That is crazy.
And supposedly they're filming all of them at one time.
Yeah. Because it started out, like, not to go too far off topic, but it started out, I think, was only supposed to be two more. It's supposed to be a trilogy, but now it's, what, five?
It's five too many? Four too many?
You don't like it? I like it.
I am not an Avatar fan, personally.
No.
So, I've only seen it, like, twice, maybe. One when one was in the theaters. Visually, it is a stunning movie.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And, like, the Navi River Journey ride at Disney and Pandora. Visually beautiful.
Shut up. You don't have to brag about it.
The ride is not that great.
You don't have to brag about it.
The ride is not that great. It's just a little river ride. But the ride is just visually stunning. Other than that, I don't think the story really
holds up. But I do have to ask one thing. When you're at night in Pandora, were you there at night?
Yeah.
Does it literally, when you walk...
It lights up. No, oh, the ground?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to do that. Okay, that would have been awesome.
At least I don't remember it doing that.
That would have been... I figured that'd be kind of hard to do, so I figured it wasn't.
It wouldn't be hard. I think it would be hard to make it cool because so many people would be walking at one time.
Yeah, exactly.
If they would do that, it should be in the queues, in the lines.
Okay, that would make...
So
yeah, that
people.
Would make
that
sense.
That would be cool. I do not remember that, though. Yeah, they could, though. They could add on to it. They're supposed to be adding an expansion. So
when are we going to Disney? Next year?
Soon, hopefully. Gosh. If I move down there, near there, you guys can come down.
I already have friends down there, so.
Let's go. Free place to stay.
They could, like, see the fireworks from the...
Are they that close?
Yeah, they could see Disney fireworks.
Dang.
I don't know if they still live at that place, but...
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. They're pretty ambitious with their Star Wars Avatar every other year at Christmas time.
I'm excited.
Which, just found out today, Aquaman 2 is slated out as the same day as Star Wars, as of now, in 2022.
Oh, shit.
Supposedly. I'm pretty sure they're going to back out. We'll see what happens. Star Wars won't back out.
Oh, no, they won't.
No. Disney will not back out of that.
I actually want to see them compete.
I would too, because it's not like you're going into Aquaman blind. I mean, it was a successful movie. It was a good movie. Good act, good character developments, good story. Very Star Wars like battle at the end without spoiling anything. But
yeah,
it was a good movie overall.
It's one of the few DC movies I actually like. That I could rewatch. That I haven't seen it again, but I could rewatch it.
I could rewatch it definitely. And once it comes out, I'll probably watch it. So,
and I mean, we had Jango Fett in the movie too. So
Jango Fett was in the movie
to bring it Star Wars related, since it's a Star Wars podcast. But
got to connect it, right? It's all connected. Everything's connected. So, other than that, that's all I've got for this week. You got anything else?
That's all I got for not news. That I can think
nothing,
of.
Nothing crazy. No? So. We'll be back next week with a new episode. I'm going to leave you guys with something special. I'm just going to leave you guys with the episode 9 trailer audio, because episode 9 trailer audio gives me goosebumps.
I mean, honestly, the audio is almost better than the visuals.
I've listened to the audio plenty of times, and I get goosebumps every time. So I'm going to leave you guys with the episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker teaser trailer audio. So until next week, guys, may that force be with you, and be good to each other.
Yep. See you later, guys.
See you guys.
Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out.
We've passed on all we know. A thousand generations live in you now. But this is your fight.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.